Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. Okay, so it is Friday. We're live. Let's go straight to Ty. Here he is. Okay, so Ty is live right now. He's in the parking lot. I think he's at America's Auto Auction.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, we're live. Hey, what's up?
Hey. This is my new friends, KCPD. Last week's show, I got busted by Nevada police.
Nevada down there in Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, they got a lot of problems with people stealing cars.
This emphasizes what this tells you guys is that these auctions are important. And remember how I'm always telling you, you can't go in the front door because these guys will make sure you got a badge, right?
Oh, yeah.
You come on sale day too?
Yep, I'm here on sale day. There's usually 5, 6, 7.
I haven't been much going on today. No. I didn't see any truck.
Pretty quiet today. Pretty quiet. The snow's
like. Thanks, guys. I'll be out of here in just a few weeks. Thanks. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that's good. I mean, okay. So, where are you? What's going on, Ty?
In Kansas City at the America's Auto Auction in the snow. Nobody's here. They did have a sale yesterday. I don't know how it went. I took the day off. But, no trucks in the parking lot. No tracks in the parking lot. Usually they're behind me, you know. Right here. I'd say we've probably got a solid 4 to 5 inches. And one of the reasons I'm out here today is because car haulers always work in the snow. That, you know, you always hear me talk about that, right? I'm always talking about if you're a car hauler,
Getting
used to it outdoors.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got to wear warmer clothes or something. I don't know.
Well, it's like Ron. Remember Ron? Ron on Tuesday Nights Live was talking about how he had to go help a guy because his deck was frozen. You know what that's like?
Well, yeah, I do.
Tell me, what is that like? What's happening when your deck is frozen?
Well, typically, you know, we run up and down the road, and so we have hydraulics, and the hydraulic cylinder raises the deck. Well, it's attached to what we call it. You know, it's square tube steel. So as you're driving down the road, before you get to where you're going, it's wet. So you're accumulating water. As you drive, obviously, the temperature drops. So when you get where you're going, it's inside these poles. I wish there was one here I could show you, but there's not. So it freezes up. So there's, you know, if you guys ever heard of slip plate, slip plate's an important part of if you have a Stinger. Where you got a lot of hydraulics and a lot of steel, you always want to slip plate it before winter. That's important. But things freeze, that's just part of the business. And it is frustrating. And I used to carry around a 2-pound hammer, you know, trying to break stuff loose, trying to pull the lever. Some guys carry torches. I don't know that that's the best idea, but it happens. That's the point.
So slip plate, that's just interesting. I was accustomed to the fifth wheel, but it's not. Slip plate has to do with your square metal tubing.
Yeah, it's a graphite, kind of a gray, goopy, it gets all over everything. It's always a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And you lift everything up and then you paint it. You know, some guys use a rubber glove and they just wipe it on, some guys use a brush. But it really only works when it's warm out. So if you're trying to do it now, it may not work too well.
Hey, by the way, in the live chat, we've got Paul Meyer, the white tablecloth.
Hey, Paul.
What's going on? So our friend Paul Meyer at DealerVendorMatch.com, he's in the live chat. Tyrone Mixon. Just want to say hello. Tyrone Mixon, Happy New Year. Thanks for all the info you give, says Tyrone. And Fritz Duval is in the live chat, too. You had a question for, what were we going to say to Paul?
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to promote. Paul was nice enough to invite me on his first show for 2021, Sunday night at, I think, 7 Central, maybe?
Yeah. Paul, why don't you do us all a favor. Put the information in the live chat. So Ty is going to be live on Paul's show on Sunday night. I believe it is 7 o'clock, right? 7 Central on YouTube.
Yeah.
Sunday
8
night
Eastern.
Eight Eastern, 7 Central, Sunday Night Live on YouTube on Paul Meyer's YouTube channel. That's not on ATI. That's on Paul's YouTube channel.
Yeah, so the cool part about this, guys, is Paul's been on Jay's Tuesday night show. Paul is dealervendormatch.com. Remember that show? If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. Paul's got a great idea that I think has the potential, the ability to help carriers that don't really want to talk to car dealers for whatever reason. So you should check out Paul's show. Paul's got a lot of cool guests on his show too, by the way. Great friend, and really, he loves us, and I love him. So I'm looking forward to it.
And that's one of the things that I'm actually, we've talked about this. So if you're joining us live, thank you so much for taking the time to join us live. Happy New Year. And one of the things we try to do is not only are we talking about, we're talking about front of the store, back of the store, we're talking about the auto transport business, but for joining us live and taking the time, we like to try to sprinkle a little bit of secret into the sauce and let you know what we talk about. And one of the things that we talk about, I'm surprised that there isn't already more collaboration, like seeing Paul invite Ty onto his channel. We know that in auto transport, that it's fragmented as heck, right? Dealers, auctions, carriers, brokers, dispatchers, drivers, illegal dispatchers, illegal carriers, illegal brokers, etc. And the way we're going to clean things up is to collaborate and actually talk to one another. And there's still all this divisiveness. And we don't really understand why it remains to stay that way. But 2021, the year of the hybrid, we're looking to change that as much as possible. And if we have to make better friends with dealers and auction reps than we can with our own compadre, so be it. That's what we're going to do. That's the year of the hybrid.
Yeah. And one of the things about Paul's show, okay, so he has the dealer vendor match, which once we started talking back and forth with Paul, he's like, holy smoke, there's a whole new section that I can add to my dealer vendor match, transportation. We're like, yeah, right? So also what Paul has, he's got incredible connections with fixed stops. You guys hear me talk and Jay talk, we talk about fixed stops. What's fixed stops? Well, it's with inside the organization, the dealer, okay? What does Ty and Jay always talk about? The dealer. Whether it's the front or the back, the dealer's still the center. So, Paul does a lot of fixed stops. He's got some incredible relationships with some guys. Fixed stops happens to be like the service department. It happens to be like the F&I department. So, there are various departments within dealerships that even I don't know about that they call fixed stops. They generate revenue for the dealership. Big part of what we do, and one of the things that I don't think people realize, when we drop cars off to a large dealership, they run them through the shop. And there's this whole dialogue that I'm looking forward to having the conversation with Paul about. So I'm not going to go ahead and spill the beans because I want everybody to watch the show Sunday night if you can.
Yes, well teased. Well, and that's the thing too, is that here's what's great, is that let's suppose that, and by the way, check this out, Fall of Lives, first time in the live chat, maybe not a long time listener, first time caller thing, got my first load booked on Central Dispatch, and this channel was a huge help in researching the auto hauling business. So that's what this is all about. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Well teased, I want to say is that, you know, if in the dealer world, OEMs are starting to follow what's happening in the used car business. Now, that's a wild prospect, and it proves my theory that what we're talking about, I realize there are plenty of traditional auto transport business owners and drivers that are like, this ATI stuff, it's ridiculous, they talk about robots, whatever, they're nuts. So be it. But the times have changed. Some things won't change. Like, you know, there's still going to be the Copart down the road and they have their fixed hours. But the way the bigger picture is formulating, moving with all the online car buying, the online car selling, the partnerships and the way things are happening overall as a business owner, you have to watch the way the continents are moving slowly. And so that's what we try to cover. I know it seems kind of crazy, some of the things we talk about, but yes, go ahead, Ty.
One of the things I tried to throw in there in the Dispatching Live show yesterday, which, by the way, that's my first or second favorite. I really like Brian. Watch out, Sue. but anyway, one of the things I was throwing in there was I want to know how many people in our audience, in our club, in our gang, went to an auction this week or a dealer and picked up a car or dropped off a car. I really want to know that. Who went to a dealership this week? Who went to an auction this week? Tell me if I'm wrong. I want to know, because I'm telling you, you pick cars up at dealers and you drop them off at auctions, and you pick them up at auctions and you drop them off at dealerships. No, I don't. Okay, well, you're doing POV, personally owned vehicle, right? That's different. What we're talking about has nothing to do with POV, so don't get confused about that.
And
I don't know anything about POV, and I'm not going to pretend I do.
That's a really good point. And that's the thing, too, is that because there are so many different types of auto transport. You got the repo, you got the OEM, you got railhead, you got POV, which is personally owned vehicles, people moving vehicles, dealerships, auctions, fleet management companies, etc. There's a lot of, but here's what you do. Here's your test. Is you say to yourself, okay, has anything changed from the way I did business just a year ago? I've been in this business for decades, you could say to yourself. But what's changed in the past year? How much has changed in the past year versus 5 years ago? The thing is, we know that everybody in the automotive industry is looking at their business and looking at the change that's happened in the past year, and they're measuring it, they're thinking about it, and they're wondering what next year brings. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to change even more? What is going to happen? What do I need to do different? What do I need to know to make sure that I'm ready? That's what.
Yeah, and like we had that Tuesday night show, which I was really excited about. It's amazing, amazing group of people. But, you know, Tim, our friend Tim, Max Digital, he's talking about their system software, how it helps the dealer track the inventory. And, you know, it was fun because I'm like, you got this from purchase to sold. It tells you everything you want to know except for transportation. And it's having guys like that on there that really, you know, they're receptive. They want to know. They need to know. It is a part of what they do. And so the more we have guys like that on that are dealers, dealerships that deal with this kind of stuff, and they start, oh, yeah, we need to know. Things are changing in their world just as much as they're changing in ours. So I love the platform that you provide for us.
Oh, dude. And that you stand in the cold and you participate and contribute. It's amazing what you do, Ty. Hey, Adam M., we're going to let you go here in a minute, but Adam M. is open. CarMax is open on New Year's Day, so he's still working. Adam M. is working right now. I think he's saying he's working right now. He's at CarMax. And I'd be curious, so is it the same level of work that you had a year ago, or what's changed? I'm sure something has changed. If not,
oh, there's
yeah, go ahead.
One thing that we just learned was Adam's at a dealership.
Ah, and you know what? CarMax. Here's one for you, Adam. At the front of the store, CarMax talks about being omnichannel. What in the world is omnichannel? I'm going to talk about that on Tuesday night. But omnichannel to CarMax is, okay, we're a store you can come to and we'll sell you cars online. However you want to buy a car. Whereas Carvana can't say that. Carvana doesn't have stores you can go to. They have the vending machine you can put the quarter in, but I don't know if you can walk in and look at cars at a Carvana location. Can you?
Not without a
mask,
remember?
We tried that.
Remember?
Yeah, we tried that. Oh, man. Oh, don't bring that show up, Jay. Hey, Tyrone Mixon says, oh, he's talking to Adam. Do you have a contact with CarMax? And here's another valuable moment in Auto Transport Intel lore is now two folks in the live chat are talking and networking. Ty?
Yeah, relationships. And that's what we're doing here. We're not here to get rich. We're not here to take anybody's money. We're here to build a community that has integrity, morals, and ethics, right? Our goal is to provide an incredible service for the dealer. That's what we do, which is really cool, Jay. I had a great phone call this week. Guy signs up for ATI Insider, gives me a call. I listen to where he's at. He tells me, you know, which is normal. Everybody, here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm thinking. I said, okay, we're going to play a little game. He said, yeah, what's that? I said, what's the first thing I always say? He said, can you live 6 months without a check? The second, I said, okay, wow. What's the second thing? Who's your customer?
Boom. Wow.
So, I mean, it's starting to gain a little traction. Made me feel really good. By the way, it's Peter. Thank you, Peter. Peter down in Dallas.
Very cool.
Did a great job.
And we are seeing that more and more. Please keep going.
Well, no, that's what your channel's doing. And, you know, you and I don't talk a lot, but when we do, we talk about the community. We talk about the relationships. We talk about what we're going to try to do next. Bring this ecosystem together where we can all communicate and try to get along and everybody can make money.
And so then as we extend the network, and Adam says, that's what I always talk about. Is network, network, network. There's plenty of work out there. That's right. That's what Don used to say to me back in the day when I was in the dispatch office. He's like, listen, there's plenty of work for everybody, which is why on Dispatching Live, when we talk about lowballing and people saying, I'll do it for 50 bucks less, man, you're hurting yourself. You're literally hurting the whole thing by doing
that. Well, also what we're, I can do another teaser for Tuesday night.
Yeah, do it.
Tuesday night, we're going to have Midwestern on, and I was lucky enough to be a part of the pre-show conference, and you're going to hear and start seeing some things, guys, that I've been in this 20 years, and in that, just that pre-show phone call that I was on with Jay, I can tell you, you're going to start hearing and seeing things that I haven't heard in 20 years. So you should really try to tune in on Tuesday night or watch it on demand later.
Oh man, I appreciate that. Yeah. Tuesday night is going to be a great show. Now that it's 2021, I go live 4 times a week. Tuesday night's live, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Tuesday night's live, coming up this Tuesday, January 4th, we're going to have Midwestern Car Carriers. Now, they're a fleet, they're of carriers, and they're also a brokerage, or as they say, asset medium carrier. So, because they have clients, they have customers, they have contracts. So they hire drivers, they have sub haulers, you know, they got to keep their clients happy no matter where they need those vehicles to go. So they do a lot of business relationships. They're in Kansas City. Ed and Randy are the owners. They're going to join us live. That's going to be an amazing show. That's going to be
unheard of. Unheard of. Unheard of.
It is actually unheard of. Nobody does that. We don't know why. Actually, and that's the thing. We keep asking the question, why aren't you doing these things? Why isn't there more visibility of the many companies that work so hard in auto transport? And we're seeing it more on social media. We didn't invent visibility, but I think we're working the hardest to make it happen.
Yeah, we are. And it's starting to bear fruit. Bear fruit. How'd you like that?
Bearing fruit. When I'm outside. Speaking of, I know, it is 12:27 p.m. Central Time. It is freezing out there. Is the wind pretty hard, too?
Not too bad. I'm kind of tucked in between the wind and a truck.
But you're not dressed properly. If you're loading cars, do not dress like Ty if you're loading cars in the snow.
This is how I dress when I'm loading in the snow.
Oh, my God.
I got layers on. You got to be able to move.
Well, that's true. And I like how we talked about slip plate. And, I mean, there are some guys like, this is obvious, Jay. And, you know, that's fine. That's back of the store stuff. We try to mix front of the store, back of the store. So if we confuse anybody, you're used to it. If you watch Auto Transport Intel, you know the deal. Hey, by the way, I want to go into... Paul loves the show. Thank you, Paul, so much. Adam says, hold on. I'll get you the lady's number that is in charge of CarMax and Carvana dedicated lanes. I stay busy with a two-car trailer running from the same dealer to another doing transfers. And he's talking about working CarMax and also working with United Road. They're 100 miles apart from each other, and I transfer just about every day of the week. Wow, Adam, we would love that. Because what I was going to say, and I don't know if you're reading my mind, Adam is reading my mind live on Auto Transport Intel, but not only are we networking with each other, but then, yes, I would love to talk to somebody at CarMax or United Road with Adam, with you, and let's talk. You'd never see that. I've never seen that conversation. Why?
Because there hasn't been a platform for one, which now we've got the platform for it. What I'm curious to see is who's going to be receptive. right? I mean, we've tested the water. We got to be careful what we say, what we do. And, you know, Jay's signaling, by the way, guys. We know, Jay and I know people are watching, and we know some of them, and they're big companies. And we're not here to degrade, belittle, make fun of, but what do you, what? Let's talk.
I like what you say. Here's the deal. Exactly. If you stumbled upon this channel and you haven't figured it out, this is basically local news meets the auto transport industry business. Whether it's a carrier in a truck, a broker in an office, a dealer at the lot, an auto auction rep in the lanes, an OEM walking around at the railhead trying to figure out, you know, if everything's on time. It's everybody in auto transport on a news channel where we really were covering actual information and we're trying to stay above board. And so yeah. If you on Dispatching Live, it gets a little rough, right? But that's because in the dispatch side, I don't know why the sausage making has to be so rough, but we're going to cover it. And that's part of being a news channel, is it's the news.
I think we've stepped over the line. I do think we are news or media for sure. But I think it's just important. I think it's important for people to understand we're really trying to add value, trying to educate, make things better. And
it's working. Yeah. And people in the live chat tell us it's working.
Yeah. So for example, these two, Adam and who?
Tyrone Mixon.
Okay, so Adam and Tyrone, we need them to exchange information somehow. I don't know how you do that, but we need them to exchange information. Then we need them to give me a call because I like to be a part of it. So give them my number and have them call me and we'll make it go around.
Let's do that. So call Ty, 417-483-2764. That really is the best way.
Yeah, call me.
Call Ty. Yeah.
We'll put it together. We'll connect you guys and we'll make it work. But this is what I like, guys, and here's the thing. This is where I really get excited. Okay, we had Robbie with LMR SEC on a couple weeks ago. Ariel, one of the guys that I've talked to, coach, big stinger guy, he ends up connecting with Robbie and he's making money and moving cars. Robbie's happy, he's happy, everything's works. Talked to Peter in Dallas. I got another guy in Dallas, we're going to connect them. Bill, okay, Bill out in California, I connected him with Andrew. Andrew's over at Phoenix area, Scottsdale. He wants to do enclosed. He's always in the live chat. He's always at the round table. He's always part of it. He wants to do enclosed. So I'm talking to Bill out in California, which, by the way, Bill was a roadie guy for rock and roll bands, right? That's what he did. So they don't have concerts because of COVID, so he's thinking about getting into car hauling. But he wants to do enclosed. I don't know about enclosed, but I know I've talked to Andrew a lot, and Andrew knows a crap ton about enclosed. Put those two guys together. They talk on the phone. They've got business ideas back and forth where they're going to – I mean, that's what we do. I get excited. You're like, Ty, slow down, settle down, calm down. No, this is a hard business. I don't care what part of it you're in. There's nothing easy. If you can have friends that won't stab you in the back – will help you build your business, it's amazing. You can make a lot of money, have a great life. But it's a lot of work.
You're right. We do. We need to get Andrew Serica to talk on the show about enclosed. And there's so many like super niches like that. And by the way, Adam put his email address in the live chat and I copied it. I sent it to you, Ty. So Adam's email address, I sent it to you. And Adam, I put my email address. Go ahead and email me, and you can call Ty. And that's what it's all about. We'd love to talk to you. And if you're watching this live, and you don't want to put it in the live chat, cool. I put my email address. I put Ty's phone number. Contact us. Or if you're watching this later, contact
us. Have Tyrone throw his in there too.
Yeah, and Tyrone, if you don't want to put it in there live, we understand. We want to respect everyone's privacy, which is why if you watch the show and you don't say anything, we totally get that. We're cool with that. It's no problem. And we've been to the trade shows, and we talk to folks, and everybody's at a different station, a different level. We have some friends that they're not even at the company they used to be at, and they have non-competes, and they can't even talk, right? So we have all kinds of friends, and we want to be friends with you too, and we really mean that. And that's the thing, is that this channel's been around long enough to where if we've had, you know, let's say we had a disagreement in the past, you know, let's move on. Give us a call.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Hey, yeah. Which, by the way, guess who? Speaking of that, was that who's run buggy? Is that Mark?
Yeah, Mark Hoy. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark is buddies with Paul.
Down in San Diego, is that right? Mark is friends with Paul. He's also friends with Steve Greenfield. He might be friends with Paul Machine. Anyways, yeah, people know.
We haven't talked to those guys in a while. We need to get a hold of them, see what they're up to.
You know, I'll try to reach out to Mark. And we have a lot in the pipe. So that's another thing too. Do not be remiss. I mean, I'm scheduling April shows right now, dude. So that's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's amazing. And there's some really good shows lined up. So listen, without further ado. Here Tyrone puts it in the live chat. Send me an email. Cool. Good job, Tyrone. Thanks for posting that. I'm copying, and I'm texting it to Ty. So Ty, you have two email addresses in your text line. And guys, go ahead and feel free to call Ty, text Ty, email me. Ty is the fastest. I'm a little slow because I'm working on the show, but Ty will get back to you right away when he's available. So without further ado, listen, man, we didn't know what we're gonna do. We knew you were gonna be in the snow. And we had a great conversation yesterday, and I'm excited about what's happening. So, dude, thanks so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Jay. You do amazing. I love the platform. I love the opportunity, and I love hauling cars. I love people. So it's good. And I think 2021, everybody, just so you know, a lot of opportunity. Lots. Be ready.
Yeah, that's what Paul... Dude, that's what Paul Machine says. A black book, he says... You know, get ready to be busy. That's what he says.
It's coming. All right. Okay.
Cool, I'm man.
Not to lose this hand.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Happy New Year, man. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye. Okay. And so we let Ty go and see if he can get warm again. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in and networking with us. Connecting, networking. How's my audio? Did my audio suddenly drop off? Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Hang on, let me get this audio set. Mic check, 1, 2, because what I hate is I go back and I watch it and the audio's quiet or whatever. Man. Okay, so that's it. So if you joined the live chat, thank you so much, dude. Adam, Tyrone, Paul, Fritz. You guys were all saying hello in the live chat. Happy New Year to you all. Really do appreciate it. Fall of Lives. Thanks for that comment. So glad this channel helps you. There seems to be more and more folks that are hearing about the channel, or maybe they have a friend, or it was word of mouth. I don't exactly know, but I love it. I love what's happening, the networking, the discussion, the communication. If you've got an idea for a show, you want to be on Auto Transport Intel, maybe you want to talk to Ty on a Friday. And we're thinking about adding equipment on Wednesdays, once a month with Brian. Let us know if you think that's a great idea. We're talking about adding some dealer conversation on Fridays with Ty on Cars in the Move once a month, having some roundtables live on Fridays, etc. So anyways, we have a lot of ideas. If you've got a great idea, you want to share something, you want to connect with somebody you saw on a previous show, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. On Fridays on Cars on the Move, we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers, and more. So Auto Transport Intel is your car shipping business channel. It's yours. So be a part of it. Help me foster it. Let's see what 2021 brings. And thank you guys so much for helping me. Help the industry, and take care, stay safe, and I'll see you soon. Peace out.